Australia's business community in Hong Kong has made an unusual intervention against the violent protests that have racked the city for more than 2.5 months. Representing about 500 companies, the Australian Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong is using its voice to call for a negotiated settlement and for the local government to cede some ground to protesters' demands. But as Greg Jennett reports from Hong Kong, on the streets, the mood for compromise is hard to find on either side.
A police advance, tear gas, and another retreat into the hot August night by young demonstrators. Streets of the Shum Shui Po district buzzed with the laser light targets and cracking sounds of a midweek clash. This has always been a hotbed of dissent this summer. But the Hong Kong International Airport, less so. The terminal flare-up of Tuesday night when the protesters set upon a Chinese reporter and scuffled with an armed policeman now looks, by their own admission, to have been a point of overreach. Only a few dozen showed up last night, some of them apologetic to travellers affected by flight disruptions the previous 2 days.
We were lucky we got here.
The small gathering left transiting Australians like Roslyn Buckingham from Newcastle to wonder what all the fuss had been about.
I know, but I agree with them. So I back them 100%, yes.
What Roslyn Buckingham may not have appreciated are new procedures making it that much harder for protesters to surge on the terminal. As of last night, at arrival points on the Hong Kong side, authorities are pre-screening visitors to ensure they have a travel or work-related reason to enter. It's a countermeasure to protect the airport, which Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Ching Ho has acknowledged is a lifeblood of the Hong Kong economy.
But very sadly, it was paralysed for 2 days in a row because of the reckless and irresponsible acts by some radical protesters.
Gradually, the full financial threat posed to Hong Kong commerce is dawning among those who rely upon it, 500 Australian companies included. The business chamber AusCham, which represents them, has now cast off a traditional reluctance to tackle overtly political issues. In a strongly worded statement, it's urging all parties to the disputes to enter peace talks and, as a show of faith, for the Hong Kong government to formally withdraw the extradition bill that started all the unrest. Alone, Australia's business community won't broker a settlement, but it does lend weight to the larger body of opinion that Hong Kong has within itself the ability to sort this mess. Because any external intervention by Beijing would risk destroying the very prosperity the special region was built on. In Hong Kong, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.